This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Clashes erupted between riot police and protesters during a rally against France's special virus pass in Paris Saturday. The French Interior Ministry announced that 10 people were arrested and 3 police officers were wounded in the French capital. Some 3,000 security forces deployed around Paris for a third weekend of protest against the pass that will be needed soon to enter restaurants and other places. With virus infection spiking and hospitalizations rising, French lawmakers have passed a bill requiring the pass in most places as of August 9th. It requires a vaccination or a quick negative test or proof of a recent recovery from COVID-19, and mandates vaccine shots for all health care workers by mid-September. New South Wales, Australia's most populous state, reported 210 locally acquired cases of COVID-19 Saturday as police cordoned off downtown Sydney with multiple checkpoints to prevent a planned anti-lockdown protest. The city and its vicinities have been under weeks-long strict lockdowns that is to last at least until the end of August while battling an outbreak of the highly infectious Delta variant. Saturday numbers bring the outbreak to 3,190. In the U.S. state of Florida, federal officials say it's reported more than 21,600 new cases of COVID-19, the state's highest one-day total since the start of the pandemic. The state has become the new national epicenter for the virus, accounting for around a fifth of all new cases in the U.S. Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has resisted mandatory mask mandates and vaccine requirements. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Japanese government has declared a state of emergency in the western prefecture of Osaka and 3 others near Tokyo, as a record high of COVID-19 cases have raised fears that the country's already strained medical system could collapse amid the Tokyo Olympics. The Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga's government will add the 4 to areas under the state of emergency, which already covers Tokyo and Okinawa, from next Monday through August 31st. The COVID-19 emergency state previously declared for Tokyo and Okinawa through August 22nd will now be extended until the end of the month as well. The emergency period started last week, covering the ongoing Olympic Games. It will also partly overlap with the Paralympics kicking off on August 24th. Eateries and bars offering liquor or providing karaoke services are required to shut under the state of emergency while the government pays out money for compliance. Those not servicing alcohol are asked to close locally at 20-20-100. U.S. Navy explosive experts believe a drone strike targeted an oil tanker that came under attack off the coast of Oman in the Arabian Sea, killing 2 on board. That's according to a statement Saturday from the U.S. Navy's Mideast-based 5th Fleet. The 5th Fleet added that the American nuclear-powered aircraft carrier USS Ronald Reagan and the guided missile destroyer USS Mitchell now are escorting the Mercer Street as it heads to a safe port. While no one has claimed responsibility for the attack, Israeli officials allege Tehran launched the drone strike. Iran has not directly discussed the attack yet, though tensions remain high over its tattered nuclear deal. Tunisian authorities have arrested an opposition lawmaker and briefly detained 4 members of the powerful Islamist movement Ennahda in the wake of the president's decision to seize exceptional powers, according to the Tunisian media reports. The Ennahda members were brought before investigating magistrates and accused of trying to incite violence outside the parliament building after the president Kais Saied's announcement Sunday. That's according to party officials. The 4 were questioned but later released. And China and India have now missed a UN deadline to submit fresh plans for cutting their greenhouse gas emissions in time for the global body to include their pledges in a report for governments at this year's Global Climate Summit. The world's 2 most populous countries are among dozens that failed to provide the update. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.